Hello, this is Dutch Motel Audioboo. It's WrestleMania night, so for tonight I want to do my WrestleMania 29 predictions. The pre-show starts in like 30 minutes from now, 25 to be exact. So just in time, I want to give my a quick opinion about WrestleMania 29. Foremost, yes, I am ordering the pay-per-view, and I look forward to the WrestleMania event eventually. It got me interested in ordering the pay-per-view. If it's, is this a really good card? Well, I think it's all right, I guess. It's not really special, but this is predictions. So the show will kick off obviously with the YouTube pre-show, which will feature the Intercontinental Championship. Once again, the title will not defend at WrestleMania, but well, it's on YouTube. It will be the champion Wade Barrett, Wade Barra versus The Miz. Yes, I think The Miz will win at this show, but I honestly hope that Wade Barrett retains. As a fellow European, yeah, I would love to see Wade Barrett go over. But probably it'll be The Miz who will get a victory. Yeah, someone noticed that he's undefeated at WrestleMania if you don't count his pre-show tag team match from a few WrestleManias ago. Then yes, The Miz is still undefeated if you don't count the dark match. Oh well. So next match could be, well, actually will be at WrestleMania, of course. Brodus Clay, Tenzai, and the Funkadactyls versus Rhodes, the team Rhodes Scholars and the Bella Twins. I actually hope the team Rhodes Scholars with the Bella Twins win this match. I like Brodus Clay, Tenzai, and the Funkadactyls, but I think they really need the victory at WrestleMania. The team Rhodes Scholars, even though they're not really a tag team anymore, they only show up when they need to, because I thought they were broke up a while ago. Anyways, I think they deserve a victory, so that's why. Chris Jericho versus Fandango. I think Chris Jericho will go over in a very good match. So, nothing is lost for Fandango, because we probably show a very great showing. So, I look forward to the match actually. WWE Tag Team Championship is on the line when Team Hell No takes on Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston. To be honest, I think Team Hell No will retain the title by disqualification or something like that. It's like WrestleMania 9 all over. Ryback versus Mark Henry. Well, they won't give Ryback his WrestleMania moment, so I'm pretty sure Ryback will go over Mark Henry. Mark Henry is unstoppable anyway, so if Mark Henry loses and yeah, he can get another title shot in the future. He's still a very strong character. Randy Orton, Sheamus, and the Big Show versus the Shield. I predict that the Shield will win. Even though they look very weak lately on television, I think the Shield will win in the end. In a very good match, I may add. The WWE World Heavyweight Championship is on the line when the champion Alberto Del Rio faces Jack Swagger. So everyone is thinking, Alberto will go over Jack Swagger, so Dolph Ziggler will cash in his Money in the Bank match, the Money in the Bank contract. That's a possibility. Personally, I hope Jack Swagger will regain the championship, and there will be no cash in. But we'll see later tonight. A No Holds Barred match. If Triple H loses, he must retire. Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. I think it's time for Triple H to hang up his boots and retire, so my pick is on Brock Lesnar, so Triple H can enjoy his life as a parent. Of course, he's already a parent, but you know what I mean. So, the Undertaker for CM Punk, I think the Undertaker will go over CM Punk to make it 21-0 in a 5-star match. I'm pretty sure about that. The WWE Championship match, The Rock vs. John Cena, is quite obvious that John Cena will become the next WWE champion. So that was my audiobook. Thanks for listening. Have fun at WrestleMania.